All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
But seeing this story a lot on social media, and depending on what side you're on, it's got people all up in arms. Apparently, this woman was kind of documenting this whole thing on a flight. She was recording it. She had reclined her seat back. And apparently it was all up in this guy's business, the guy that was sitting behind her. And so the guy got irritated because the seat had reclined so far back. So instead of, like, saying something to her.
Well, we don't know if he did or didn't say something to her first.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I would like to bet that he didn't, because I don't know why she would flip out the way she did if he didn't. But he started to punch the back of her seat repeatedly for almost a whole minute. Just punching the back of her seat. And so she documented it. She videoed, put it on Twitter and social media, and says that when she complained to the flight attendant actually sided with the guy, told her to pretty much be quiet and deal with it, and then gave the guy a free drink. This is according to the woman, by the way. So yes. I did put the video up. You can see it on our Get Up Crew Facebook page if you guys want to check it out. But it doesn't just refer to airplane seats, because we know this stuff happens in movie theaters all the time.
Last night.
It does. And it's so, who's in the wrong here? Like, whose side are you on? Because this is annoying me to the fact where I'm like, listen, if I have an option of reclining my seat, I'm reclining my seat. Why is that my fault?
Because you know what it is? It's really about, we are part of a community. We it's not just, life's just not about us. And I think you need to, like, know your surroundings. Like, if you want to put it back a tiny bit, and I get it, just because it goes down. But to be, like, in someone's lap, I would never do that.
That's extreme.
I would at least think. But that happens.
She was not in his lap, though. If you look at this video, she was not in
his
lap.
She was back pretty far. She wasn't in his lap, but she was back there.
Listen.
I wouldn't do what he did either. Like, I think,
yeah, can we, like, be a grown-up? And if you have an issue, maybe he did complain. But, like, to sit there and punch the back of this woman's seat for a minute straight, like, what are you really doing? Like, what is that accomplishing? Clearly, she wasn't about to move.
Well, these damn airlines need, it's because there's no room.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know what? If you're going to keep getting these complaints, change your damn seats.
Yeah, but then they're going to be more expensive. Never mind. That's a whole other.
Yeah.
That's a whole other conversation.
And I saw that, Pebs, you were saying off air that there were people actually admitting that they want no reclinable seats on airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
Yes. A lot of people were like, well, if they just take off the function to keep them from reclining, then that would, you know.
Okay. I don't fly a lot, but the times I do fly, if you're on a plane for more than 2-3 hours, yeah, if your seat can't recline, that's miserable.
It is.
I think Pebbles kind of already touched on it. The more I thought about it, the more I changed my mind. You might just have to learn how to communicate with each other. The option is there.
Yes.
So then do it. But then once you get past a certain time limit, maybe you're like, you know, are you okay back there? Are you fine? And then if you're the person who's upset, and I'm guilty of this, been at the movies, a kid keeps rocking back and hitting me, and I'm, you know.
Parent doesn't say anything.
I'm not going to lie. I might kick the seat a little bit, but maybe I should just be, and people in general should be like, you know what? Hey, do you mind? And then if they don't stop, all right, then we can turn into WrestleMania.
WrestleMania. So if you're putting your seat back and you ask them, you know, do you mind if I put my seat back? And they're like, yeah, I do. Then what?
See.
Well, then like, what do you say?
Then I'll say, well, listen,
I need
right. about 15 minutes and I promise, you know, I'll bring it back.
So you negotiate.
Bit. Try to.
Okay.
We just got a message from Daisha who said that she's really tall. So she's like, I really hope people in front of me consider that before reclining their seat. And I can see that. Like, I will definitely look back. And this doesn't just go for seats either. You know what else this goes for?
What's that?
The armrest. Because I had an issue on the way back from Atlantic City where, because you know how the armrest can go up?
Yep.
I like to have that divider there. I just do, especially if I'm sitting next to someone I don't know. Okay. I like to have it. And dude had it all the way up the entire flight. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to get into it with the guy. I'll just let him have it. That's fine. Like, and just be respectful.
Yeah.
That's kind of it. And like, it's not too much to ask, I would think. We have Nicole first on line 4. What is your thoughts on this, Nicole?
I just think that he was in the last row of the airplane, so she should have taken that into consideration as well.
That's a good point.
That seat's a rough seat.
Yes.
Because you're like straight up.
Right.
You can't move.
That's the thing. And I didn't notice that until I watched the video again. He legit is. He's got like the wall of the bathroom behind him, so he can't recline his seat at all, which that definitely changes a little bit for me. Because when you can't recline and somebody is like in your face like that, it does make it a little bit annoying. But Tony on line 2, Tony, what are your thoughts on this? I heard you were a little heated about this.
Hey, listen, I totally side with the lady. I mean, if you pay for the seat, you got the option to recline. I've been in a situation like that where I reclined and the person in the back of me, they was banging on the seat. That makes you want to punch somebody in the face. That's your seat. You pay for it. Lean it back.
Thank you, Tony. You know what's funny is that was my first thought. I was like, if people are going to get pissed, why are they offering the option to recline the seat in the first place?
Because that's just how they've been made. And so something definitely needs to be changed because these damn planes are just too uncomfortable.
But it's like,
unless you can afford like a $10,000 flight.
Yeah, yeah, I'm all set with that. They're expensive enough as it is. Now, eventually they're going to get to a point where, actually, I think a lot of the planes are not like this now, where you got to pay to recline your seat. Like you got to pay. Seriously, you got to pay to pick your seat now.
Terrible.
It's annoying. So human decency, common decency, not very common anymore, but use it.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew at 96.9.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.